Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Brooks.
We're doing a double secret special episode.
That's right. A crossover ep.
In somebody else's basement, John.
That's right.
And that's why the sound quality is so terrible.
Right, they don't have quite the setup we have.
It's not us, basement. It's them.
Blame the basement.
We're back again. We're,
it's us. Yep.
This time it's us, and we're on their podcast, John.
Right, the roles have reversed.
Is it going to feel different for you, John?
Yeah, it generally feels different receiving than giving.
Yeah, when your wife straps that thing
that's
on.
That's right, yeah. It's a whole new world.
It's different, but it's, you know.
Yeah, I don't mind.
It's familiar.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
Reminds me of my childhood. For some reason.
All right, we're excited about this. Blah, blah, blah.
We're back with some kind of show, and this is take two. Episode 2. Crossover episode.
We wasted our good intro on the
I know. We're out of energy. Sorry.
Entree vu and welcome to This Is Some Kind of Show. Thank you ever so kindly for joining us. We are three narcissistic assholes who firmly believe their inane banter and pedantic musings are of such quality the world can only benefit from listening. I am Ziggs.
I'm Keith.
And I'm Bob.
Wow, fucking you, right on that. Way to go.
Hey, professionals.
And if you couldn't tell, today's episode's going to be a little strange because you got your basement buddies in my some kind of show. You got your some kind of show in my basement buddies. That's right. It's a crossover podcast between us, some kind of show, and our wonderful friends, Brooks and John from the Basement Buddies podcast.
Hi.
Woo-hoo.
Welcome. Welcome to here. The program, gentlemen.
They won't let me leave.
Yeah.
The door's locked.
Blink twice if you need help.
Blink faster. I like it. All right. Well, Keith, you have a beer in front of you.
I do. Yeah, we're starting off fresh. This is my wife brought. She always picks me up the weird Costco finds. Mm. And Costco carries a lot of weird, cool stuff. This is a Monkless Belgian Ales, but which I think they're maybe making fun of. Was it Chimay? Chimay?
Oh, Chimay. Yeah.
Yeah. You fucker. So condescending. Unbelievable. It's from Bend, Oregon. It's called Meet Your Maker. It's a Belgian-style dark ale.
Ooh.
9%. So it says nice. It's tall, dark, and rich with the depth of flavor and soul. Meet Your Maker is our flagship. So we'll get this going.
All right. And it's corked even,
it
so
is
we're
corked.
Not even talking
Ooh.
A cap. We're talking
That's funny.
Fancy shit.
The last time I had a Chimay, I took the wire off the cork.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it sitting on my counter, and I went to get the glass, and that thing
and
just
popped,
fucking
yeah.
shot, man.
Near the microphone. Let's get this pop sound.
Boing.
Slippery.
That's not the cork. Hey.
Well done.
Sounds good.
We got that clean. Hey. I'm going to isolate that and use it as a sound effect later.
When did Bend become such a brewing hub?
It does seem to have quite a few, doesn't it?
Yeah, we got 10 barrels
over
there. Well,
Deschutes has been over there forever.
That's true. They're probably the OG.
They got a giant... I mean, you drive through Bend, you see this four-stack fucking
That's
commercial.
All Deschutes?
That's Deschutes. Yeah, it's a huge facility. Crux is there, too. Super good beer.
Yeah? Yeah, everything over there, when you're doing a pub crawl or whatever.
It's fun.
It's, yeah. Their beer's really good.
I really like... Bend, to me, feels like Portland was maybe, 15 years ago. It's really...
I don't know that I've
really
been
good.
To Bend in the last 10 years.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's good,
way
yeah.
different. Hmm. It's grown up like...
It's like men and women. They're just like better looking people.
Yeah,
also.
Right. You're like, oh, these people exercise.
It's like, wow.
We had some friends that moved from San Francisco to Bend, and they went around... To all their friends, they were like, we're moving from San Francisco. We're going to make a decision. It was kind of like when, I don't know if you guys are sports fans, when LeBron decided. So
yeah.
they went around.
When he went to Miami Heat or went to Lakers?
I don't know. I'm not a
sports
fan.
Ball.
I was just trying to make some sort of analogy here. But they went around to all their friends and checked it out. They came to Portland and stayed with us for a week. And then... They made their decision to move to Bend.
Mm.
And I was a little heartbroken at first, but then I realized that
Bend's better.
Yeah. That's better for you guys. But I think it's like all the Californians moved up to Portland, and some went to Bend, but now the new crop, they're all going to Bend.
Yeah, 100%.
That's fine. True. They have more room over
Good.
There.
So when it comes to the beer, it's called Monkless. Is this supposed to be a little jab against Abbey Monks, like for the Abbey style ales?
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I have two of these. I don't know which. They're different, but they're both Monkless.
Okay.
So I think that is. It smells like a homebrew, actually.
Oh, it's got a very dark caramel color.
It smells like a dusty glass.
Hence the dark ale.
That hasn't been used in a long time.
Well spotted.
Cheers, fellas.
All right,
cheers.
Here we go.
Assalamu alaikum, fellas.
I like bacon, too.
Mm.
Wow, that's sweet.
This could be something we made. I mean, easily. It's got a homebrew vibe.
It does very much a homebrew vibe.
Does that say 9% on the...
It does.
That's hard to taste. Yeah.
The 9%?
Not picking that up.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, the homebrew, that's a good call. I'm trying to...
Yeah,
I can see that.
It looks like it's kind of bottle conditioned even. I don't know that it says that, but the little tiny bubbles kind of...
I'm catching the alcohol, the 9% on the backside.
Yeah. It's awful sweet up front, though, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says, the flavor shines through the hints of dark fruit, caramel, chocolate, and coffee with aromas of raisins and dates. I mean, they're not Jordanian, but...
Few things are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's decent. It's a dark ale.
Yep. I got to say, I'm not a big fan of it. I think I would pass on this one.
Siggs, what are you a fan of? You seem to talk shit about beer a lot for a beer drinker.
He's really particular on his taste.
Well, what's your favorite?
Anything he brings, he likes.
Best. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I brought the Jordanian, which I liked.
Yeah, this is pretty good. Yeah, it's like a Snickers, but...
No, to be honest, though, the Belgians is one that I'm not a big fan
Traditionally, I'm with you. I don't like it. But this is tasting better each time I drink it.
It is good.
And it's not bad. I'm not saying it's awful. I'm going to drink it. I'm just saying it's not... I wouldn't, like, go out of... Like, ooh, let me get the name of that. I'm going to go
pick like
it up.
It's like a 9% Newcastle. That's what I'm picking up. Yeah.
I could see that, actually. Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy drinkable for 9%. Yeah. I find. And it's not so dark and rich that you can't drink a whole glass. I wouldn't drink a six pack, but
no, but yeah, this is a one serving bottle for sure.
Yeah,
in this case.
Yeah, Siggs, what's your end all be all? What's your favorite beer or one of the part of the pantheon?
To quote the great Fred Eckhart, whatever one I'm holding at the time.
Okay,
except for this one.
Except for this one.
This one is shit.
No, I do like. I don't know. I am
not
particular, but
not for me.
It's just how I am. If I'm going to enjoy a beer, I'm going to pick it apart. That's all there is to it. It doesn't mean I'm not going to drink them. I mean, if he opened up another one, I would still drink it. I wouldn't go like I said, I wouldn't write down the name and head on over to John's Marketplace or to Belmont Station and be like, I got to find this beer.
No, I get. Okay. I don't think I'd buy this one.
That's what I mean. Like, it's what it is. Yeah, it's not disgusting. I'm not vomiting much.
I just like talking
Keith,
shit.
What's your like beer to
how dare you
whiskey
Keith?
Or beer to booze ratio? Because you drink both.
Yeah. Often in the same evening.
Yeah. Do you think you drink more beer than you do?
I do drink more beer than booze. Yeah. But yeah, I sometimes you just get kind of full.
Yeah.
So if you want to keep drinking, you got to kind of switch to something
a
little more high
test. Yeah, that's almost exclusively why I drink booze. Is the for me to start feeling the effect of alcohol, I need to be drinking.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, I kind of like we were hanging out last night around the fire and just kind of bullshitting me and Kate. But I just kind of steady sip something. So if it's a beer, kind of steady sipping. If it's whiskey, I'm kind of steady. So it's like a pace thing also, yeah, I guess.
Fair enough. Yeah. What about you, Brooks?
I've gotten way more into whiskey in the last year, probably.
So after that fine Tullamore Dew.
Yeah, after Keith
gave
me some of his Wellers. Last year, I was drinking that fucking baby sick Tullamore Dew. How dare anybody bring that
The Bob Fest.
The Bob Fest Tullamore Dew.
And, I've just been drinking a lot of whiskeys, trying them out.
Do you think more than beer that you're drinking?
Yeah, definitely. I drink ciders, and I drink whiskey pretty much now. Yeah.
I don't drink a ton of beers, really. Mm-hmm. One or two. Maybe at a barbecue, have nice light beer, like a Corona or something.
I'm like Siegs, except for I don't complain about what people
Right, yeah.
You're like, I bring
down your happy inside.
Like, yeah, I was like, this was free. I'll drink it. Yum, yum, yum.
I won't say anything.
I won't say anything. Why would I say anything? Because somebody spent their hard-earned money.
Right, and brought it here to me.
Brought it here to me to share. And then I'm like, I've had better, you know.
Beggars can't be choosers.
I remember my first homebrew. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess this is okay.
We dumped half of it down the drain, but the first half.
It's kind
of
amateur hour.
So you're willing to settle. Good to know. Okay.
I'm definitely a settler.
I'm kind of in Bobby's camp. I'm like, okay, 8 beers is not really going to get me too far.
Yeah.
So I needed something a little harder to get going.
Yeah.
Because I have a problem.
That's the same thing with me. It used to be, you know, when you're younger, it's like a point of pride how much you can drink.
Oh, yeah.
And as I've gotten older, just fiscally, it made more sense to switch. It's like, I don't want to drink 11 beers and still be kind of sober.
Right.
I'm not doing something
that is
right.
Fun. Yeah, when you're like high school, like I had 2 2-11s.
Oh, yeah.
A Milwaukee's Beast, 3 shots of Southern Comfort.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there was
I remember keeping track of the shots. How many shots? I had this many, and then I did this and this and blah, blah, blah.
I had
blah,
all
blah.
Of them.
Yeah. And for me, I only drink on the weekends, and it's after my kids go to sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, boy, I get to go downstairs and play computer games or whatever. And it's a race against the falling asleep clock.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, it's 10:30. I have maybe an hour and a half I can be awake, and I want to be drunk, so let's get going.
Hook up the IV.
Yeah.
And it's weird for me. That's why, like, I don't...
Butt-chugging.
Yeah. But I'm not as into, like, the trying to learn new whiskeys anymore. For me, I'd rather just pour 4 fingers and drink it in half an hour.
Yeah.
And be drunk in 40 minutes.
Yeah. Yep. That's
so
where I'm at.
My whiskey stash has different versions, right?
Yeah.
There's always the hard to find, the expensive stuff that, you know, if we're into that. But then there's the 1792. I always keep that.
Yeah,
at
no, I love drinking at your house.
Yeah.
You've got good, because you'll do like a beautiful old fashioned, and then I'll bring you up Rebel Yell that I'll just drink out of the bottle behind it.
Gonna chase the old fashioned with Rebel Yell. Yeah.
If there was like a pill you could take that would just instantly get you nice and drunk.
Uh-huh.
And would you take that pill?
No, 0%.
Would you have an erection as well?
Well, that's up to you.
You mix pills.
Yeah.
That'd be weird. Well,
if you snort it, it gives you a boner. But if you just swallow it.
Okay, I'm down.
Okay.
No, I enjoy it too much. I like the intake.
The process? Yeah. You like the ritual of it too?
Yeah, I like the taste. Yeah. I like sipping something.
Yeah, I'd be the same way. I wouldn't take the pill because I enjoy drink, and I don't drink hard alcohol usually. Like going camping, I'll take hard alcohol with me. For the most part, I drink beer. And the same thing, I'd rather go like, oh, what am I grab? Oh, you know, like right now I've got a 21st Amendment Brew Free or Die Blood Orange IPA. And I'll drink on those for a little while, and then maybe I'll switch over to an Inkasi, something or other, or I'll switch. But I like enjoying what I'm drinking. I'd rather go through that process. And like Bobby said, you know, 8 beers later, I'm not drunk. But I'd still rather just be kind of buzzed and knowing that I enjoyed all of them all the way through.
Right.
For me,
yeah.
That's still more.
And that makes sense being a beer drinker. That's kind of more what it's about.
Yeah. You just don't want to be coming down before the night's over, man.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of, you do have to maintain. And it's like, if
it's
you start getting full.
Well, it is an art.
It is.
Because
if like it's 8 o'clock, you started at, you know, noon. And you're coming down, you're just a drag, man.
Yeah,
you know,
then you're just sitting there like drooling and staring at stuff going, I just want to go to bed.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm full of carbs. I need to sleep.
I'm so bloated.
And there's always like the mixing way to go. Like there's the saying, beer, liquor before beer.
Beer before liquor, never been sicker. Liquor before beer.
Beer before liquor, don't be a pussy. It's all just alcohol.
Yeah.
I think that's.
Where does wine figure into that? I always wonder.
Don't be a pussy.
Don't be a pussy.
That's in the don't be a pussy.
Because I really like drinking wine with dinner. I think that's nice. Or beer.
Me too.
Yeah.
And it's nice at the end of the day to get, you know, a nice glass of red wine and just chill out. Because a glass of red wine, like a healthy glass, will get you somewhere.
Yeah.
And hang out. You know, my wife and I like to sit out on the deck and get a nice cool summer breeze and your glass of red wine in there. It's just
that
chill.
That sounds,
you know,
nice,
it's nice,
man.
Well, all right, party at your place.
Yeah.
No shit.
How do you I would take that pill every day.
I mean, I'd take the pill, and then I would have a nice hefty glass of milk chocolate.
There you go.
And then I would just be like, have a bag of Skittles, and I'd
and
be
Doritos.
Buzzed, and I'm just drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a different kind of beast. You are 12 at heart. You are a 12-year-old.
And then I pull up my Hot Wheels.
I set up my Hot Wheels track.
Go up in your tree fort, no girls allowed kind of thing.
All right, gentlemen, I say we quiz. Jumping right into it. This is one of my favorite styles of quiz and Bobby's.
Oh, yes.
He's bringing it back.
So ready.
This is a Jeopardy style quiz.
I'm fucking ready.
I don't think you've done one of these in a year.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Just
it's a special occasion with the Basement Buddies.
What am I going to win? See?
A kiss from John.
Oh, come here, baby.
Yeah. So, yes, this is Jeopardy style. I give you the quote-unquote answer. Your answer must be in the form of a question. If it is not, you will be hit with a stick.
Shit.
Any questions? Shout your name. Wait to be called on. Here we
Brooks,
go.
What is? No.
What kind of steak?
Oh shit! Is that proper? What is?
Who?
Who is? Who
they is?
Okay, they is.
Oh, I only have 10. They answer 10 times. You guys win! Yay! All right. This sitcom ran for 2 seasons in the early 80s. It featured 2 single men who dressed as women in order to stay in an apartment that
John.
Was for
what?
John.
What is Three's Company?
Incorrect.
Brooks.
Brooks.
What is Bosom Buddies?
Is the correct answer.
Nice.
With Tom,
Tom Hanks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You started, and I was just like, no chance in hell.
Yeah. It starred Peter Scolari and Tom Hanks.
Bosom Buddies.
Three's Company lasted way longer than
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it also didn't have those two in it, nor did they. All right.
All right. I see how it is.
Yeah.
You guys are against each other. Yeah.
Total. All right.
100%. It's everybody's out.
Yeah, these are individual points. Don't bother playing as a team.
Just don't bring anything up that involves being smart. Please.
And I'm out of questions. All right. Up next, we have this iconic singer achieved the height of his fame in the late 50s before his untimely death in a plane crash with Richie Valens and the Big Bopper.
John.
John.
Who is Buddy Holly?
Is the correct answer.
John is going to kill it.
I thought you guys were.
I couldn't remember the Weezer song.
Leo, just like Buddy Holly.
I was singing it back. Didn't get there.
All my
soon
musical
enough.
History comes from Weezer. It's the only place I've learned it.
Pinkerton, the Blue Album.
Sweaters or something.
Come on, Bobby. What are you doing, man?
I don't know.
We're getting roasted.
I'm not
here.
Even a music guy.
Are we playing teams?
No, we're not.
No,
no teams.
But still,
teams.
Kind of a little bit.
We
yeah.
are, but we aren't. Like, I would, out of our team, I want to win. But I definitely want Bobby to do better than both of you.
All right. This adult beverage is currently number one in America. First introduced in 1982, it became one of Anheuser-Busch's greatest products. It's also available in lime flavor.
Bob?
Bobby.
What is Budweiser?
Incorrect.
Oh.
No, nobody. Keith.
What is Bud Light?
Is the correct answer.
Oh.
Fuck yeah. Bud Light. I know it's your point, but still, one for our team. But also one for you.
Fucking basement buddies.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, but we really like you guys.
Hey.
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 Bullied over here.
I don't like this.
Too bad. This is
I'm out of here.
Lock the door.
I thought you were throwing a tantrum for a minute. Sound effects. This is another term for friends with benefits.
John.
John.
What is fuck buddies?
Is the correct answer.
What kind of question is that?
Just a question?
A? Just some question.
How did you know that answer?
Don't worry about it.
I got a call coming in. Oh. This was revealed to be a sled in the final moments of a 1941 classic enjoyed by an 8-year-old Charles Foster Kane.
Fuck.
Brooks.
Brooks.
Rosebud.
Incorrect.
Fuck.
John.
John.
What is Citizen Kane?
Incorrect.
What?
Can you reread the question? Because those are both
that's,
my answers.
That's the
Keith.
This,
name it, Keith.
Move. What is Rosebud?
Is the correct
Fuck!
Answer.
What did you say? I said Rosebud.
Oh.
Ah, you turds.
Fucking fuck yeah.
Fuck
back
you,
at
Alex
it.
Trebek. How dare you come up with that?
I had no idea what that conversation was about. And I got the point.
I hope that cancer kills you, Trebek.
Fuck you, Trebek.
How do you like
Someday.
That?
Someday.
I'm Canadian. I'm immune to everything you have to say.
It's been a while since he said he had cancer and he's still alive.
No, he actually just released saying that this next round does not work. He's going to cancel and just
yeah, and
go
just
with
die with
yeah,
the
he's
maybe,
just going to die with
just
cancer.
Go with dying.
But it's, thanks for bringing it up. Way to bring down the room, Brooks.
Oh,
fucking Alex.
Alex,
or is it Alex?
Alex.
Okay, Alec.
Alec Trebek.
Singular.
No.
Alec.
What's happening?
I'm looking around. What is Alec?
It's Alex.
It is Alex. Alex. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
There's two of them.
Not sure that's okay.
This is often used to refer to two people who help one another with homework and or schoolwork.
Keith.
Keith.
What is a tutor?
Incorrect.
John.
John.
What are study buddies?
Is the correct answer.
Oh,
what are I was going to go.
I was going to always get the buddies thing.
Oh.
I'm getting the theme just came through.
I didn't even realize.
Bosom buddies? Fuck Buddies.
Yep. Oh, I think we're on.
Oh,
Rosie wow. Cracked. That took you guys way longer than I thought to pick up on what I was doing here.
All right. Bobby figured
Rose,
it out.
Rose Buddies. Oh. That's it. This toy was released by Hasbro in 1985 with the intention of making a doll that would appeal to... John.
What is My Buddy?
Is the correct answer.
Buddy, Bobby. I knew that one.
Bobby.
Kid, sister, kid.
Sister.
Kid.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that one.
Kid, no. sister, and me.
I would have stole it had you gotten it wrong.
With pleasure. The timeless tale of a young boy and his dog playing basketball won over people's
Keith.
Hearts.
Bob.
I think a Keith was first on that one.
What is Air Bud?
Yep. Is the correct answer.
No, it's Air Bud 2. Puppies on patrol.
There's nothing in the rule book that says he can't play basketball.
Exactly. And they ought to change that fucking law. This genre of film often involves two... Bobby.
What is Buddy Cops? Wait, what is...
Dang it, Bobby. I
can't. How many times can you answer?
I'm waiting for a timer to go.
He's finding it.
He's got it.
Yeah, what is a buddy flick?
Incorrect. This genre of film often involves two characters of vastly different and often conflicting personalities that are forced to work together in order to solve a crime and or defeat criminals.
John?
John.
What is a buddy cop film?
That is correct.
Oh. You said that, and then you
and
waffled.
Then back, yeah, then he started waffling and then went to buddy film, and that's fuck. Not doesn't work.
I don't know. I kind of count that.
No, yeah, no, right? Shut that's fucking don't give him any.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is us against them.
Just look at him. He relies on charity. That's all that he gets.
All right.
This is Keith against John at this point. Sorry, Brex.
I got the first one. I'm counting that one.
That yeah. Keith stole from you?
No,
oh,
no.
Bosom Buddies.
Oh, Bosom Buddies, yeah.
Yeah. All right, final question. Hands on your buzzers. Two friends who love talking about weird things that pop
Brooks.
Up their heads.
Oh.
Brooks.
What are the Basement Buddies?
Is the correct answer.
Yes.
Nice
Hooray.
Job.
Yay.
That's a,
yay.
See what Siegs did there? That was nice.
That was nice.
What a nice softball for us.
Perfect.
You're so sweet.
I love Siegs' softballs.
Nicely done. That
Everybody
was a great
does.
Quiz.
Yeah, I thought it was, you know,
yeah, that
the
was
buddy
great.
Thing. That worked. All right. Oh,
stupid.
Well That's played. Way more effort than we've ever put into any of our episodes.
I know, and we just show up.
Yeah.
And it's here.
That's it's like magic.
It's weird. We I didn't do anything.
We need a Siegs. Oh, yeah, shit. I forgot to hit Siegs. Record over here.
Hey, real truth. How many times has that happened, Brooks?
Not, I mean, only like three times.
Three or four times? Yeah.
Wow.
It happens.
I think our first episode.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
was.
Is,
like,
it, is it
oh,
lost
shit.
To the. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
it was like,
there's quite a few lost.
It was like, yeah, let's repeat that last conversation we had. And we tried to have the exact
yeah,
same conversation.
It's hard.
And I was like, oh.
It's got
to
be free
for yep. None of us are actors, man.
Yeah. That's the yeah. problem.
Speak for yourself.
He's condescending all the time.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
You don't is turn that that's off. What you have to put up with for him making the
yeah,
quizzes?
Yeah, it's like
and
he does
all
this really
stuff.
Hard work and all these cool quizzes, but he's kind of an asshole. It's a give and take,
right? It's yeah. like that dude in high school you hated, but his family had a pool.
Yeah,
I'll put up with some bullshit.
Siegs has the podcast pool.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or like the friend who was 21 when you were 18.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, here.
That guy was the best.
His peer group fucking hates him. Once, but you're like,
yeah, but your know? Shit showed up kind of open already
when everybody else turned 21.
Okay, you know what? Never saw him. You know what, guys? I will take it. I'm all right with that.
Yeah, so good.
Gentlemen, have you ever heard of the Mandela Effect?
Yes.
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 Berenstain or Berenstain?
Exactly. Bears. Anybody here unfamiliar with the Mandela Effect?
Why are you looking at me?
Because you didn't say yes.
Do I have to fucking agree with everything that comes out of your mouth?
Not agree. I'm
Just
asking if you've
you
heard
know
it.
Okay. 90% of the room said yes. What's one more? Yes, I have heard of it.
Okay, just curious.
God, I fucking hate you.
Well, explain it
this
to
This is the
our...
last episode.
Good. Now we have a chance to catch up to him, John.
God yeah. forbid I do research and try to come up with a topic we
okay.
can all discuss.
Just bring it up, and I'll chime in when I got something to say, you fucking asshole.
Nelson Mandela
Jesus
died
Christ.
In prison.
That's
did,
right, yeah.
And we all saw his funeral on TV
yeah.
however many years ago.
I remember that.
Apartheid.
Yeah.
Apartheid.
Even though it was 2013 when he finally died of...
That was a,
I gotta say that Berenstain Bears thing fucks with
that
me.
That is the one that actually gets me.
I'm not familiar with the Berenstain Bears.
So
one
it
that you're
is Berenstain Bears.
Yeah,
it's I used to when I would go because I was in younger. When I was younger, I was in hospitals a lot, and there were it's children's books about the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah,
Mama,
I know.
Papa, the Cute Kids. Yeah. But I always could have sworn it was Stein or Berenstain Bears.
That's
But it's Stain is actually how it is, and I swear to God, that is.
I would have bet you $1 million. It's Berenstain.
I'm with you on that one.
And apparently, collectively, as a whole, an entire culture, we've been saying it wrong,
right?
And at some point, someone realized, hey, everybody, you know it's Stain, right? And the whole internet was like, no. It's Berenstain.
Well, it's also called the Matrix, the idea that it gives some people the idea that we are living in a matrix. Why does everybody remember something that never actually happened?
Yeah. Right. Or the multiverse, like we're in an alternate reality. Blah,
exactly.
Blah, blah. You know, reality TV stars are president.
Fiona Broom. One of the few people who coined the term launched a website in 2009 to document the phenomenon. So it's anything that is what happens when someone has a clear memory of something that never happened in this reality. I'm going to throw out a few and see if you guys have any thoughts on it or if you have heard of it. So obviously Mandela, you know, he passed away in 2013 from a respiratory tract infection, but everybody seems to remember many years earlier him dying and it never actually occurred. Curious George.
Was Nelson Mandela the guy that escaped from? No,
he was in prison for.
He was South African.
He got released from Shawshank after being in there for 40 years.
Yes,
he crawled through a mile of
his
shit.
Buddy, no,
came out smelling clean.
No, his buddy crawled through the mile of shit.
Right, and he finished his sentence.
And then went.
Well,
he
went on the parole board, and they were asking him if he felt like he had been rehabilitated, and he said, "I don't even know what that means anymore." Yeah. And then they let him out as a joke.
Yeah, that was Nelson Mandela.
That was
correct.
You got it.
Looks a lot like that other guy.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm sure he's a free man of some kind. No, I've seen that. Let's see. So Curious George, you guys ever?
Yeah.
Don't you tell me he wasn't curious.
He was not curious at all. He knew everything. No, apparently everybody thought he had a tail. He has no tail, and people seem to remember him
with
a tail.
Weird.
Which is something that's not quite on my... And the Berenstain Bears, we've hit that one, obviously. The Monopoly Man. Whose real name is Rich Uncle Pennybags.
Right.
Everybody seems to remember him with a monocle, and he never had a monocle.
But
shit.
Yeah, in everybody's head, he's sitting there with a monocle next to it, you know, looking with a top hat and
doesn't
tails.
Have a monocle. I love that episode.
I like how
Office.
Bobby wants to argue, like, no, he had a fucking monocle.
Yeah. Bob was right. Jim Carrey had a whole gag on it, on Ace Ventura with the monocle.
Yeah. I love that episode of The Office where they're sitting around, they go, does Stanley have a mustache? And the whole office is completely divided.
Right.
I can't remember if he does or not. I don't think he does.
Let's see. Oh, 1932, the Lindbergh baby, Charles Lindbergh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 20-month-old son was kidnapped. Everybody seems to remember it was in a cold case. It was referred to as you know, disappear like Lindbergh baby.
I just learned about this.
Yeah, 2 months after the kidnapping, they found the body, and that was all.
They found some bones.
Yeah.
All right. They found a dead baby.
Yeah.
It's not as fun when you bring dead babies into it, I've learned.
Says you. Let's see. Another one is Mother Teresa, supposedly had been canonized back in the 90s, but it wasn't until 2016 that it happened.
Oh, people talked about it as soon as she died.
Mother Teresa was a cunt.
I've heard that, actually.
I've heard that as well.
I have read enough about her. It's like, I really dislike that person.
You had to be beatified first, right?
I think so.
And then you become canonized.
Yeah, but she was done so by Pope Francis in 2016.
Oh, thanks, Pope.
Tom Cruise in Risky Business. Where he does he's wearing the shirt and the tidy whities and does the slide. Everybody thinks he's wearing sunglasses and he is not.
Oh,
I don't care.
And that's another one that I seem to remember. In my head,
This is reaching.
That's not what I was focusing on.
I thought you were going to say his package was
so tight.
Oh, last one is the Fruit of the Loom label. I seem to remember in my underwear getting Fruit of the Loom that all the little fruits were on there in a cornucopia, but apparently there was no cornucopia. And this is one that I fell for, too. It's just the fruits across the top. And I always thought they were
check
like...
check here, John.
You picture they're like in a cluster.
Yeah. Like just, inside of a, like a, you
I
know...
want that cornucopia.
Thing. Yeah.
How many cornucopias have you seen in real life?
In real life?
I mean, I got like 3 or 4 at home.
I mean, like 74?
You talking about the Horn of Plenty?
Yeah, the Horn of Plenty.
That's what I call it.
Yeah.
Like 7.
We have like a fruit container on our table that's got like it's always stocked. Some magical person brings in just fresh fruit and stocks.
Who knows?
Called your wife.
I have
How do you
the fruit fairy?
We have So I was on vacation. And my wife took all the fruit, like the apples and bananas, and put it on that thing that was in our hotel room. And I didn't want to touch them. I was like, this looks really nice. I don't want to take these fruits from here. Do you grab the fruit?
I take the fruit.
From the Horn of Plenty?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Otherwise, they just go bad.
No,
and then
somebody
you're flushing
replaces. Somebody
the replaces. Money of plenty down the toilet.
Spoken like a true dad.
Yeah. Yeah, we eat the fruit.
Okay.
So going back to the Mandela effect, what do you guys attribute this to? What do you guys attribute the Berenstain Bears and everybody believing it was one way and then finding out later it wasn't and almost can't even comprehend how it was?
Yeah.
What do you attribute this phenomenon?
I think you just assume it's a certain way and then you never reevaluate that assumption.
Yeah, the kids stuff.
Stain is
kind
a weird
of,
ending for
the
a
kids
name.
Stuff. You can kind of just be like, well, I was a kid and that was all that. But like the current stuff, I don't know. I don't know what explains that.
And, like, people who aren't related to it, like, complete strangers seem to remember literally Nelson Mandela having, in the 90s or whatever time, like, having a funeral televised for dying in prison, and it literally never happened. Like, there are people that would have sworn on a Bible in a
fake
court
news.
Of law.
I think people are really fucking stupid, for the most part.
Is that all right, fair? No, that's
memory
a fair
is,
point, yeah.
is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have memories, like, when you were growing up. That you swear happened, you talk to your family about it, and they go, no,
oh, yeah.
that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Story. Yeah. I have a
memory is crazy. Fallible.
I have a really funny version of that. I remember talking
to this
better be funny. This better be
well,
funny.
It wasn't funny. It was, but it was definitely that
oh,
way.
Okay,
where,
walking it back
not
already.
Funny, ha ha.
Where your mind remembers something yep. and it just isn't
yeah.
true. I was telling Brooks and Danny Woods one time I took an IQ test and I got called out and ended up with egg on my face. I took an IQ test one
wrong
time.
Wrong kind of test.
He was so damn smart. He just like.
I
was
off
the
charts.
He had to go to this special class because he was so smart.
Scored like 120 or like one, it's like 119, which is like 1 point off of like genius level. But there are three tests and one of them starts at 120 and the other one starts at like 145
yeah.
as the genius level. And I in my
so
head,
you're not a genius.
I'm not a genius, but in my
Weird.
Head, I went through this
breaking
long
news.
Period of time where I legitimately thought that I was really,
oh, you fucker.
Really smart.
Just walking around.
100%. That's why I'm so full of this inflated sense of self confidence.
Bobby's like, just walking, throwing his penis in everybody's everything.
Have you seen
like,
this?
Just so
no,
you know.
I legitimately thought that at the time, anyway, that I had was scored close to. I've always thought of myself as pretty smart. And then I was telling the story to my mom that I had told.
She's
Brooks.
Like, listen.
And my mom was like,
listen here,
not
little
a fucking
buddy.
Chance. Yeah. My mom was like, you're not nearly that. Like, just put me right in my fucking place.
Bobby's filling out his Mensa application.
You got Doritos in your beard.
But I have this, memory of like, I just created, like, the test wasn't what was important. It was like that I'd scored this high. And yeah, that was one of those things where I had just manufactured a memory fit the story that I was telling.
Man, it's called self-esteem that you had going.
Oh, right?
Fuck
yeah. Yeah. Well, it is what it was. But yeah, then.
Yeah, he unfortunately does still have it.
He does. There's a little anger.
Never got rid of that.
Even after the test came back, I'm just like, nope, I'm going to go with
test
my
wrong.
Story.
But mom, yeah. I'm a fucking genius.
Have you
Don't
met
you
me?
Know what you've done?
And she, with a worried look in her face, I told you yesterday that you're. Oh, never mind. Yeah.
I came
right,
out
fine.
Of your vagina.
Yeah. But that's one of those. I'm sure that there are plenty of stories that we tell each other. I think it's the facts that aren't important. That's why we have the Mandela effect. It's the story that goes along with them.
But that makes sense from your perspective, your test that you did. It doesn't explain how if somebody from, you know, somebody popped in from New York and they're like, oh, I remember when Bobby got 120 or 119 on his IQ test.
It makes
the
sense
phenomenon.
on a local scale individuals, but
exactly.
to have like this huge swath of people.
No,
right?
I had the same thing. I've always thought,
Bobby
was really dumb. He was really, really dumb this whole time. And then he came and told me this, and I was confused.
No, but
we learned about it in school, I think.
Yeah, they told us.
But I think
this guy.
There are things as you get grander and grander stories about life or that come up in our face. Like if Pepsi Clear was, you know, like there was a Coke Clear, nobody remembers Coke Clear, it was just Pepsi Clear or whatever, that we alter our memories around.
Yeah.
unimportant details.
But it's the spreading
details.
That I'm more interested in. I mean, but how does it go from, again, with you here on this coast?
They're
and
not important,
on
like in a story. If you say, oh, it was Coke Clear or whatever, nobody focuses on the unimportant details. And so our mind just.
Oh, like the Monopoly monocle.
Yeah, like yeah, that just becomes.
Oh, so you think it's subconscious where they heard the story, Coke Clear didn't register because it was so low on the important details.
We just
they pass
it.
On the next story and they say Coke Clear and somebody goes, Coke Clear. Oh, it must have been a Coke Clear.
Yeah, and you just accept it because it's not an important detail that allows it to perpetuate so easily.
Right, like the stronger meme in the real sense of the word meme. Perpetuates and continues, and people just kind of forget about the less stronger one.
Mm. Yeah.
Similar to that, and I think Corolla's had this point, why did we all as children, these schoolyard rumors, say Rod Stewart or the
that is
Richard
a subject
Gere thing,
that I am in, I'm so in love with.
How did that information travel
disseminate
across
between,
the entire country?
Yes.
Yeah.
Universally. It's really interesting.
That is something that I would give so much money to be able to go back in time and find out the etymology of every single one of these weird, strange stories that somehow popped up, was transferred from school to school to school, became legend, lore, and truth beyond truth, yet there's no interaction, as foreseeably any interaction between all of these things.
Right, and that, I mean, that is like meme spreading before, you know, we use that word in the internet and what it means.
Yeah.
But this, like, viral thought got spread across the whole country through schoolyards. Was it teachers spreading it?
Well, it's like...
What was the vector is what I want to know.
So I was a kid that literally never spent the same... year or never went more than 1 year in the same school, and this is from California to Arizona.
So you were an agent that was.
So I was an agent, but the
it was
difference
him.
Is,
yeah.
he's the one. Wait
a minute. But here's
are you
the
patient
difference.
Zero?
I am patient zero.
How old are you? Was it 1992? You were traveling around making up stories.
Guys,
about
you
Richard?
Hear about Richard Gere?
92. I'm that young. I'll take it.
He was buying beer in 92. <I'm sorry>.
But there is something about going from California to Arizona and saying, "Hey, have you guys heard this song?" Or like the, you know, little ditty of, and, you know, any one of these little stupid little camp songs or school songs. And they've heard it. And you're like, oh, but I heard we used to do that in California. How did it go? And obviously I was not the one that brought it because they already knew it when I got there.
Yeah.
So how did
that
transfer? That
is curious. I think things are older than we remember. And maybe just the
No, I came up with everything.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, fair enough. That shut me down.
No, and that's true. It is older. But it's when like the... And it's funny to watch the little things, like some of them, how they're dead on. The words are exactly perfect. And then you hit like two people, like they find each other and they're doing it up. And then they hit that one line. And then there's, oh, we used to do it this way at our school.
We sang it this way.
And there was that weird little twist that all of a sudden gives credence to, oh, where did that come from? Why is there this disconnect at line three? But then we join back up again. At line
and the
four.
Chorus is always the same no matter what.
Yeah, and the chorus is always the same.
I've came across a little bit of that recently. It's like somebody saying called in or called out.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah,
that's fucking blown my mind. Cause
like what?
Like my whole working life.
Well, let's go ahead and ask them. What do you say if you're sick? What do you refer to that as?
You can't make it to work.
I've
got to
call in.
Yeah, I called in sick.
Oh, you guys are my men, man.
Yeah.
I'm on the wrong podcast.
You say a called out sick?
People say called out. So weird.
No, you're fucking wrong.
No, we don't.
I'm not saying that they say it, but I've heard it. I was the weird one forever, like called in.
Well, I think like what we got to is if you say it, you guys called in, the boss refer or like somebody at work says, oh, Brooks and John called out.
No, that
still called
wrong.
In. Yeah.
See, that's where my disconnect comes from is the other direction is where it goes called in to called out.
So weird. Yeah. It's my whole working career has been called in and then it started trickling in this called out business.
Was that, this bullshit that I will not handle.
Did you discover that when you became the boss, man?
A little bit, but it's more maybe
you're on the other side of things.
Maybe. You got to be in here.
What's this? These fucking
calling
assholes.
Out.
Calling
I expect
out.
You to be here.
Well, in New York, they say I waited online, meaning in a queue.
I've heard in UK queue, says online, but in America, it's in line.
Okay.
For the most part.
I know it's a New York City thing.
Too. Oh, is it New York? Really?
Yeah.
See, now that makes it even more interesting.
They also say
I
Mario heard. Brothers instead of Mario.
Yeah, well, they're New York.
Who are they? Man, I'm glad you guys call in.
So yeah, I've never heard called out.
It's weird that I work for a union. I think we have to use specific language. Like I can't just say, hey, I'm sick, bye, and then hang up. I'm like, I am calling in sick to you this morning.
Oh, there's keywords you gotta
good,
hit.
Yeah. good good day, sir.
See, to me, it almost seems like present tense versus past tense. I'm calling in. I called out. To me, that's at least it's closer anyway.
Yeah, but not it's exactly. not like called in isn't like an inappropriate statement.
No, and I'm not saying I'm just telling you what, you know, after many years of hearing random things.
I mean, you've been working a lot longer.
I feel like my age has taken a lot of hits these past couple of episodes.
A lot longer.
You got to be up for retirement, right?
For someone who literally just hit 26 years old, I feel like my age is taking a lot of hits.
So funny.
26.
26, man. Yeah, I know.
Oh, you can finally run a car.
I can.
Oh, boy. World's your oyster.
Just don't fucking call in.
In my head, called out for me, I think of independent contractor. Like, I don't know, just in my head when I think of, if somebody was to say, oh, I called out to work, I feel like they're not working, like they don't clock in for like a regular job, that they're like an independent, like in my head, I just, somebody who calls in is somebody who's supposed to call in to a specific sent, you know, they call into like a primary workplace versus call out as if like you meet somebody at a work site. So you had to call from the center place out to say you're not going to show up at that work site.
That's a complicated answer.
Yeah, I don't think anyone
cares. It is complicated. No, nobody cares. No.
I want that 2 minutes back.
Yeah, I'm now angry.
Yeah, fair enough.
Cut that out. Cut that out.
Edit it out. Edit it in post.
It would seem that it was like in the medical field called out. In the working class, maybe, you know, called in, because it's like Kate is at a care facility and they're all calling out.
Really?
And it's weird. It's like, oh, so-and-so called out. I'm like, what does that mean?
Well, stand strong. Don't allow these people.
No, I'm sticking to
it.
Absolutely.
Our way of speaking.
Yeah. If somebody texts me and said, hey, I'm calling out, I would say, okay, I'll see you at 7 a.m. What? Am I collecting paper?
Uh-oh. Hold on,
wait.
We got homework now.
I'm going back to see you at 7 a.m. If you call out, what is it?
In case you were trying to not interrupt the podcast by handing out random pieces of paper.
Wow, it's almost like it did it off mic where nobody noticed until somebody.
People are leaving. Pens are throwing. This is cool. We're professional.
We'll cut all this out.
We will not.
We will not. We will include every second.
Get all your racism out.
Really? Wait. Let's go back to we will not. Exactly. What kind of control do you have over what's cut out, what's left in?
Nothing. So what software do you like to use, Keith, when you're editing?
Editing what?
The podcast. What software do you tend to use?
Siegs.
Oh, interesting.
Siegs 2.0.
I was going to say, which version of Siegs out of curiosity?
More productive one?
I'll say there's a Siegs 0.1, which is when he's had too many beers and it doesn't work very well. And then there's the times that he's on top of it and you're looking for like Siegs 4.3 and it's really
that guy's smooth. Yeah.
Yeah, it's working out really well.
I notice when I'm listening back for edits, if it's the morning and I haven't had coffee, like when I'm driving to work, I'm like, fucking cut it. Fuck it. Fuck that. That's stupid. And then if I'm editing at night and I've had a few beers or whatever, I've taken my pill. I'm like, nah, who gives a shit? It's fine. Leave it in.
So do you edit on the show?
I do most of it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not like cutting out, like unless somebody goes, hey, I don't say that word. I don't want to say that word.
No, it's usually when Bobby goes off on a racist tirade. It's usually the only time.
Yeah. Or like, weird like lulls in conversation that didn't go anywhere, or like, oh, I got to pee.
No, even then, because eventually we'll laugh at that lull. That
yeah, he just calls it episode, 197.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see.
But yeah, you're like not cutting out. You're kind of checking for levels and making sure that it sounds
like when
good.
We all laugh at once and you see the waveform go way too high, I kind of play with that to make sure it doesn't blow everybody's eardrums out.
And we put in the end music after post. And then I like
to
cut eventually.
We used to do it the other way.
What do you mean?
We used to have the end music playing.
Yeah, it was too hard for you to fucking get it on your phone.
Hold on, let me get my phone out.
Hold on, let me fuck around. Oh, I gotta find it on YouTube.
Hold on, I gotta search YouTube here.
Yeah, so I just add it in later. And then it's fun to grab little clips and put them at the very end.
I do the same thing. If it's humorous, I'll put it at the very front or a little tail or a little trailer at the end.
Yeah.
Well, that's where, because I honestly thought that Brooks did everything. I didn't realize you actually.
You know what?
I do most of the edits.
How it started getting better and good.
That's when
John took control.
Ah, that explains a lot.
You were
doing
a bad job, so someone had to do it. Hey. Well, he's technically the host, but I feel like I drive the entire podcast.
Wow.
How do you really feel?
I like it.
I have this thing, though.
Yeah, I know.
John.
The important thing's in front of me.
I hit that red button there. And then an hour goes by, and then I hit it again. So right. I'm in charge.
Yeah, you're in charge. You're the boss.
Thank you.
While you have nothing to talk about, and I drive the whole conversation.
What's that? I took some notes here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you did.
I got nothing to talk about.
What's up?
What's up? I rode bikes with my kid.
My kid pissed me off again. That happened this week.
Yeah.
Basement Buddies Podcast.
We're airing our dirty laundry tonight.
Check out Basement Buddies Podcast, where you can hear more of this and so much more.
Also, you can go check us out on TikTok.
Oh, Brooks is
on
TikTok.
Are you on TikTok?
Oh, nice. Man.
Are you dancing?
Thank you so much for listening. This has been so
Here's
much-
the thing, guys.
Yeah, talking about rigid thinking and old folk who can't adapt to the new paradigm.
I was rigid before.
I don't want to hear about your rigidity.
I was so rigid.
So tumescent.
And
turgid,
and then
turgid.
John came along and he said, "Hey, check out TikTok."
No, it was our
I pushed it.
We should
out
do
for
TikTok.
A month.
Our friend Kirsten, she was really into it and was extolling its virtues to us. And I started watching it. I was like, "Man, this is just full of doofuses." I bet
perfect.
Brooks would be into this.
Fucking perfect.
And yeah, sure enough,
and then
you're like a fish to water on that thing.
And then TikTok went.
And now it's Chinese spyware.
And
it's going to kill us all.
Well, yeah. Well, it was Chinese spyware.
Right, because no one else is spying on us.
After
good old Facebook.
TikTok went and fucked with Donald Trump, and now he's pissed about it. And now they're trying to get rid of it. Now that I've gotten on it. I think he's blaming me for all these things. But yeah, check us out on TikTok. Got some sweet videos.
Basement Buddies Pod.
So is it Basement Buddies Pod?
I have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I have no idea what it
is. Turns out Facebook is terrible and all the rest of them are terrible.
No.
I'm tired, man. I'm tired. I love Facebook. I've loved it for the past 11 years now. Mm-hmm. And it's just all arguments all the time. And I just can't handle it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And TikTok,
it's hard to open out.
TikTok
anymore.
Is just people being goofy.
They're just cool and chill.
They're just
they're
cool,
your people.
Chill, being goofy for no particular reason, and it's like some random 57-year-old.
It's like the new Vine, right?
But it's like some stay-at-home mom now has 250,000 people, just some random lady following her, and she just
she
posts.
Got that fat ass. You know
oh,
what
yeah,
I'm talking about?
That's fucking Samantha. Samantha with the fat ass?
Yeah, I'll send you some links later.
And I'm loving it, man. It's great.
Da, da, da,
just don't
da,
pay
da.
Attention to those 16-year-olds dancing.
Okay, that was going to go there, but all right, sure.
All
just,
right.
Keith's daughter's on there. I don't
want to. Oh, Jesus. Wow.
She's
welcome
good,
to the newest low we've ever hit
she's
on this
a good,
program.
She's a good dancer. All right. On beat.
Anyway.
My apologies, Keith. It's all good.
Let's get out of that conversation. So, since the last time we were on your guys' program, we did not do a quiz, so I'm going to do a double quiz.
Double quiz.
Okay.
Sorry.
I have passed out pens and paper to you guys. Anybody here, can anybody here tell me what a kangaroo word is?
Nope.
It's a word
anybody
that
take a
carries
guess?
Another word inside of its pouch.
That
oh, there
is exactly
you go.
It.
All right. Okay. Still don't know what that means.
It's a kangaroo court.
That's a
Kafka. kangaroo word is a word which contains letters of another word in the same order and with a similar meaning. For example, the word fabrication contains the word fiction, which is a synonym of fabrication. Similarly, the word accustomed contains its synonym used.
Well, I'm writing fabrication down here. You're saying I gotta skip
it.
Letters?
Yep. If you skip letters,
this is
fabrication.
Terrible. I hate this quiz already.
So if you drop the A, B, R,
oh,
and the
Jesus.
A, you get fiction.
All right, so this game is impossible. No human can do this.
So, yeah, custom
podcast quiz ever. Us silently going to
writing down words.
Writing.
How do you spell this, John?
Yeah, I know.
Can I look at your paper?
It you won't help you.
We're going to murder this quiz. Let's do it.
Yeah, so here, fiction and used are called Joey words. So they're called Joey words when they're stuck inside. So it's literally a word within a word.
I thought
in
you
the same
it a kangaroo
order,
word.
The kangaroo,
the
and
Joey
the Joey
is
the baby inside. So the smaller, you're looking for the smaller word inside the larger word.
We're looking
you're,
for the Joey
you're giving
word.
Us the kangaroo. We've got to find the Joey.
Exactly.
All right.
And so you won't have to rearrange anything. It will be in that order. You just have to figure out which letters to drop to find that word.
Gotcha.
Right.
Everybody wow. understand what we're going yeah. for?
Bring yeah. it on.
Good what could possibly go wrong?
We're going to do this so hard.
Well, I have three of these. We're only going to do one today, so let's hope this goes well, because just at one. Some point the other two will be burned.
All right.
Shout your name. If you know the answer, wait to be called on. Word one is chicken.
Bob.
Bobby.
Chick.
Incorrect.
John.
John.
Hike.
Incorrect.
I mean, that's in there.
It is, but is that a synonym?
It's not the one you're...
I know what
oh,
it is.
A synonym?
Brooks.
I said that three times. Yes, it's a synonym of
hen.
The word.
It's fucking Brooks. Hen. That's
Brooks.
Easy. God damn it.
Hen?
Yeah. Is the correct answer.
It's hen?
He wouldn't have had it.
Yeah, he had
I
it.
Couldn't have had it because I spelled chicken wrong. That says wow. an H there?
Apparently, I can't read the room.
And synonym. Synonym.
Okay, that was hen.
Either a synonym or at least closely related gotcha. To. Yeah. So you're looking for something that falls within yeah. the realm of the.
That's how you spell chicken, huh?
Yep. With okay. all them letters.
Three well, X's, really?
All right.
Strives. Strives. Strives.
John.
John.
Tries.
Is correct.
Nice.
Trives?
Yep, Trives.
Okay.
All right. Up next, we have deception. Deception. Everybody's writing down.
Deception.
Do we need to get a... Brooks, any questions on the spelling?
Oh, I think I'm 90% here.
You have four letters written down.
Okay.
Three of them are the letter Y.
Last week we talked, or 2 weeks ago on our podcast, we talked we should probably get rid of about six letters of the alphabet.
Yeah, we got too many.
Got too many.
We're looking
Ooh,
for letters.
I'm kind of curious to hear about that.
The new Basement Buddies way.
All right.
Which doesn't help out with this quiz.
No, it does not.
And
if everybody gives up, we'll move on.
So I want to say deceive, but it's obviously not in there. Yeah. I haven't said my name. I'm just chatting out loud.
No, yeah.
You know, chatting out loud might... There's been a few quizzes that talking back and forth may not be the worst idea.
Deception. T-I-N, Epton, Sept, Epton.
Yeah, I'm not seeing
nothing,
it.
Man. Nope,
nothing. Everybody out?
Yep.
Brooks. Deck.
Brooks.
Decca.
Huh?
Decca.
No.
Ah, see?
Totally wrong.
Come on, guys. Help me out. You might get a point.
The word is con.
Ah.
Wait a minute.
That one's hard.
Con.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Jesus. Yeah.
Wait, I thought there were going to be letters in a row.
They are.
C,
okay, I don't know how to spell
that. But you skip letters.
Yeah, you can skip letters.
Oh,
yes. Okay.
They are in order, but you can
So yeah, tribes, I'm able
it's
to
It's almost like
drop
I said that
v.
prior to the quiz.
I know,
starting
it's almost like part of the explanation.
Cool. I wasn't paying attention.
Guys,
to
I was thinking
part.
Let's wait like 2.5 hours after everyone's had five beers to play a complicated word game.
Oh, you figured out the podcast.
Yeah.
You figured out my fun.
We're going to do podcasting crossword puzzles next.
No.
It's going to be awesome.
No, we're going to do acrostic crossword puzzles.
Oh, all the right. cryptic?
Yeah.
Those things are impossible.
I no, they're
fun.
Anyone
does them.
All right. Next word we have evacuate. Evacuate. For Brooks, E-V-A-C-U-A-T-E.
Keith. Vacate.
Yeah.
Is the right nice. Answer. Yeah.
All those
nice.
Are in there.
Look
you just
at
get
you.
Rid of, get rid of that U. Nice one, Keith.
Thanks, Brooks.
Seeks
man,
is
it's like, nice to be emotionally supported for a change.
Seeks is really old. Has anybody noticed that?
haven't we touched on that a little bit.
This one will be helpful because there are two answers that are correct. For community.
Keith. Commune.
Incorrect.
There's two of them.
What?
John.
Yeah, there's no E at the
John,
end.
John,
there's
John.
No E in community.
John, shut up.
I
City.
Didn't write it out.
John City.
John City is
Brooks
correct.
City.
Ooh, what's the second one?
Brook City.
For S&Gs, anybody have the second one?
Unity?
Yep.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Unity, isn't it?
It is not.
Unit.
Are you sure?
Unit.
County.
County.
I feel like unit should also be.
I like unit better.
Yeah.
Yep, all those letters are in there.
Well,
guess.
You know what you could do is write your own fucking quiz.
Yeah, we all know that.
Fair enough.
Happen.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
All right, up next we have feast.
John.
John.
Eat.
Is right. John's just
killing it.
Blowing
Hooray.
Through these. All right, up next we have.
He's a scientist.
We're still playing teams, right?
Yeah. We're
still playing teams. Still playing teams? All right, cool.
I'm used to your
John
dead
and Keith are
on
one
back.
Team. Brooks and Bobby on the other.
Worst.
Hey, all right. This team rules.
Prematurely.
John.
John.
Early?
Is right.
Didn't even spell it. I was guessing.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
College graduate.
Up next, we have regulate. Regulate. For Brooks, R-E-G-U-L-A-T-E.
Oh, there's an L in there.
Regulate. Almost as if one were to mount up, and as if you couldn't be any kind of geek on the street. You kind of had to be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean.
You know what I mean?
Earn kind of keep. Earn your keep. I like how Bobby's staring at Keith's paper. Somebody's going to write it down. I'm going to stare at them.
I think your answer's meaning is different than what I think regulate means.
All right. Keith. Well, fair enough. Oh, you wait. Know? Well, let's go with Keith, and then we'll go back to John.
No, I didn't say anything.
Rule
is the correct answer.
Okay. What do you think, John?
What do you think, John?
Well, regulate to me is like keep even. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rule?
A rule, if you will.
A king could regulate the kingdom.
No, yeah. No, that's fair. Regulations. Fair. I'll allow it.
Wait, let me make a little note. John allows this question.
I'm going to
save that for later.
I'm going to be editing this to make us look like we won.
Okay, cool.
Hey, guys.
Hooray, we won. High five.
Yeah, I got another one. Correct.
They're just going to do they're writing down the answers. They're going to just, okay, before Ray, we leave today, everybody shout out the answers.
Rule. Brooks. Rule.
10.
We can do the same thing, asshole. Next up, we have deliberate. Deliberate. For Brooks, it is D-E-L-I-B-E-R-A-T-E. Deliberate.
Keith.
Bob. Keith.
Oh. Debate.
Yeah.
Is the right answer.
Millisecond behind you. I was going to say lie, but that's not really. Debate.
All right. Up next, we have substandard. Substandard. Everybody's scratching away at the little pad of paper.
Pardon.
Pardon. Everybody's thinking, staring and glaring out there. Oh, I see John counting letters at this point.
Oh, I'm trying to write.
He's trying to write. Should I spell it for you?
John, you're wasting a lot of paper there. So I'm saving half
he's
of
drawing
this for later.
Dicks.
I'm using a crayon.
Yeah, we gave the basement buddies yellow crayons in a
just
napkin.
Just holding it in a fist.
The big fat crayons they give to the kids that weren't quite there yet. Keith's rubbing his forehead.
That one's tough.
Bobby's staring. So since no one's going, I'll give a little hint. It's going to be a three-letter word. Let's see if we can get this to go a little bit longer.
Brooks. Sad.
Oh, John.
Sad.
Bad. Sad is incorrect. John.
Bad.
Bad is the right answer.
Bad. Good.
Oh, but I'm sad when I'm substandard. Which is all the time.
It's okay, buddy.
All right. Up next, we have affect. A-F-F-E-C-T. Oh. Affect.
John.
Act. Is the right answer. John is killing this one.
Fucking basement buddies. Team basement buddies.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Go team John Keith.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no, those two are
hey,
partners.
We're team
you're
fun.
Stuck with Bobby.
Team loser.
Team fun.
Team fun. All right, final one. Gentlemen, hands on your buzzers. Supremacist. Supremacist. Bobby.
Best.
Incorrect. Because there's a B in supremacist.
I didn't write it down. I was just...
I could tell.
Just throwing out something. Come on, Brooks.
Oh, wait. Okay, I'll just edit this.
Is this a joke answer?
No. It's well, I mean, it's real, buddy? But it will end up being very appropriate. Let's put it that way. Supremacist.
So the definition of supremacist is kind of nebulous to me outside of white supremacists. They think they're better than everyone, so... But by itself, what would you... Supremacist.
Keith. Racist?
Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
Say that again.
Racist.
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 Yeah, that is the correct answer.
Oh, you guys spelled supremacist with an A?
I guess. I did not on my piece of paper. Oh. Real talk, I barely know how to spell.
I
Yeah, no, that was the little joke. One at the end, the supremacist is a racist.
Now we
yeah.
turn these in, and he does
no, we
them
switch with our partner, and we grade each other's.
Yeah, you grade
paper.
Each other's, yeah. Wow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Because I got resist.
John got 6.
Yeah, right. Holy yeah. crap. Team Way Basement too. Buddies.
Team okay. Basement Buddies coming away with the champion.
Damn, Team Basement Buddies.
That's fine. I've never done that kangaroo word business.
And I hope yeah, to was, never do it again.
That was good.
Yeah. yeah.
That was fun.
That was all interesting.
Right, I was going to say, because honestly, if it really was that bad, I've got two more of us. So if you're telling me it's okay, they will come back.
I think like the second round for you guys will be, you know, you're kind of ready for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's kind of a fun concept.
Fantastic. No? All right, gentlemen.
This it would been... be better if you had it spelled,
right?
Because half the battle is me trying to spell.
trying to figure it
community.
Out.
Community.
Well, I was spelling it for our friend Brooks here.
But if you had a, like,
yeah,
flash
I'll
cards.
Actually put it out there. Yeah.
I wasn't listening to you when you were spelling it.
No.
Problem.
Yeah, but you'd have to, like, slowly reveal it. Because if you just had them all out there, it's just...
What if you had a like a projector you could put up on the board?
That's great yeah. for the podcast listeners.
Everybody, look at this screen.
No, maybe there's another way. We'll take some suggestions here
that
at the
decent.
SKOS.
No, I mean like, yeah. you know, if you fuck up the spelling, then it's just yeah. not your answer.
Right? Yeah, right. Yeah, as yeah. I say, if you miss it, yeah, if you can't spell it, then, well,
I guess okay. On, yeah. Yeah, okay, totally. I'd like to do a TikTok. So can you guys please dance while I point this camera at you?
Of course.
Dance, John.
Perfect.
Aren't we supposed to hear the music?
He's making it very difficult for us. Wait a minute. He's having way more fun than the rest of us.
Done.
Okay.
All right.
That'll be on TikTok at Basement Buddies Pod. Check that out.
Oh, God. A
couple weeks yeah. back, probably hundreds of videos back.
Wow. Is that how many you do? Is hundreds of them?
Yeah, like 4 or 5 a day. I try and keep it the number low enough where my wife doesn't get upset at how much TikToking I'm doing. The kids today were calling it TikToking.
Ah, the kids.
Oh, is that the thing? The kids are calling it TikToking.
It, yeah, actually, the TikTok kids are upset by us adults taking over their platform.
Yeah, yeah.
They're pretty
oh, we
upset.
Should definitely do more of that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Right?
They're like, hey, you guys aren't even dancing. You're just saying silly things.
You are TikTok.
Well, Keith, you have teenage children. Are they into cool stuff that we don't even know about?
Now, there's terms.
Terms.
The terms yeah. are the hard ones, but
like this is
like I think they watch TikTok. I don't know that they're making them,
but they're like, this song is a total bop.
And you're like, what?
No, bop.
It slaps.
Yeah, it both slaps. Of those
it
work.
It slaps. Yeah. Oh, does bop still work?
Bop yep. and slap.
Really? Yep. Bop is from the 50s. Yeah. How the hell did that come back again?
Yep,
there's, back, dude,
when bop. I was a kid, yeah. I mean, I heard from the 1950s children that was a thing.
Those who don't know their history are doomed to repeat it.
Apparently. Bops are kind of pretty good songs, but slaps are the ones yeah. that go.
Oh, good songs, fire.
Those ones are fire.
Yeah. So bops are okay, totally. But slaps are like, yeah.
Yep.
You remember when it was a big
fucking
deal
cherry?
When bad became cool?
Oh, yeah.
And all the old fogies in like the 80s were like, kids are these days. I don't know. That was a thing as a child.
Thanks, Michael
yep,
Jackson.
And then I put my hat on backward and jumped on my neon-wheeled skateboard and took off.
Right, yeah. Eat my shorts, dude.
Exactly.
Nice. Hell of a guy.
So you guys, before we end the podcast.
Sure.
You guys, where are you guys at podcast?
What level are you?
what level of podcast?
What level wizard are you?
No,
if podcasting were Dungeons and Dragons, what levels would you guys consider
like
yourself
dual classed into yeah. rogue
producer
and
host?
Yes. Yeah,
I was going to say that same thing, John.
Yeah, yeah. Dungeons and Dragons.
We're coming up on our 100th episode.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
No
shit. We've actually recorded, I think, 111. But we didn't release a bunch at the beginning when we
were. Wow, it's kind of like just like us
finding our legs.
We're coming up on our 200th, but we're technically at 220 something.
Okay. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
So you guys are coming up on your 100th, and it's been
that's
what, 2
exciting.
Years?
So yeah, over somewhere 2 years. In there, yeah.
Congratulations.
We've only
you guys.
Missed like, we do ours every week on like
some people some who podcast. Bank a couple and then take
who,
a week off.
Who?
I don't know who would do that.
Who have.
Well, that
a whole
way ours
bunch.
Is fresher. You know, we can yeah, really talk fresher. About the.
It's weird how like some things. Podcasts, like. A global pandemic comes up, and then all of a sudden right. you're saving those episodes for later.
Or they're talking about, like, say, Bob Fest that's already happened.
Yeah.
Or hasn't.
Or hasn't.
Did it ever happen? Happen.
Wasn't able to. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
it's an open invite. It's going to be going on.
Those
it's
guys
pretty
are
pretty
jerks.
Sweet. It's yes. going to be happening in May. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
And, you
well,
know,
May
like,
is for maybe.
You know, like February of 2017, you're like, Donald Trump's never going to be president.
Yeah.
And
That and then one person specifically declares it and is correct beyond 100%. All meaning.
Yeah, that happens. So you guys aren't like that at all then?
No.
Weekly.
You guys have enough free time that you can show up cool. and hang out every week.
It's actually really nice for me. We did remote for a little while when we were uber scared about things, but now we don't give a shit anymore. So I go over to his place every week and we record for an hour. And
yeah, John's had diarrhea for like 4 weeks
it
now.
It won't stop coming out.
I can't help but, you know, put my
check that out on TikTok.
Yeah. But it's been really fun. It's a nice way to, you know, communicate with your friend and get to know him better and talk about your life. It's a fun time capsule, especially, you know, we both have little kids, so we talk about them a lot. That's, you know, primarily what it is two dads getting together and chatting about being dads.
Do you guys release on the same day? Because it seems like it's not always on the same exact day.
We go like 6 days later. Enough time for John to edit all the racist stuff he says.
Yeah.
So you're technically doing a little... it's over a week the course delayed. Of the year, it's a little over one a week then, if it's every 6 days as opposed to every seven?
Yeah, we record every Sunday night, generally, and then we'll release that following Saturday. So we have a week to work on it and edit and stuff, which is usually like a Friday night. I'm doing it. Oh, shit, I got to do that. But, you know, it's good. And, you know, Brooks is the driving force behind it. I would have given up on it a long time ago.
Well, it's at my house. If it was at your house, I would have given up a long time.
You're always excited about it. You know, you're always into it. So, and it's a nice, you know how it is. It's nice to get out of the house and do something fun for
I just
a while.
Like most of the podcasts I listen to. I like just hearing other people talk about what's going on in their lives. And I'm like, oh, hey, there's this random person that feels the same as me. Over in California or whatever.
Cool. Yeah. It's friendship simulation. Is a good
We've brought that up. It's like scheduling time to just have a conversation with your friends, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's big.
It's almost like therapy, you know?
To a point, yeah.
Yeah.
So for you guys, what would something that would be the next step for you guys that you would like to hit, whether it be extra episodes, another guest, better recording place? Is there anything like in the future that you guys see, like, if we hit this, that would be awesome, like moving toward a certain goal?
I've always thought it'd be nice to have our friend Pete on, not necessarily on mic because he doesn't like that kind of jazz, but if he was in the room like fact checking us, that'd be nice.
Who's it? Joe Rogan has his, what's the guy that he says? Jamie, look that up. Yeah,
I don't listen to that.
Oh, yeah. Shit. John, I don't listen either, but I'm familiar with the,
I got a rant.
The thing.
No. It would be nice to have like more of a computer that we could look up, but I would just be distracted. Like when we were doing it at home, I had to like turn off my second monitor so I wouldn't like play games while I'm trying to chat with Brooks.
You're sitting there clicking away. No, you're right, Brooks. Right. No, that was cool. Yeah, I liked it too.
And I don't know. It would be cool to spend more time and like develop segments and things like that and have, I don't know, quizzes or something.
But then if we tried hard and we failed, it would be like
it's
we
better
just
to not
weren't
try.
Good. It's how I live my life.
And
don't try.
Don't try.
My internal creed is the minute it's not fun, I'm not going to do it anymore. Yeah. I just want to keep it fun, and it can't be work. You know,
I'm worried.
I have a real job.
I'm worried that all of a sudden we're going to get like 100,000 listeners, and then I'm going to tell John. He's like, I'm out.
Yeah,
I don't need chance. That. There's a better chance my mom finding out about this now.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
And we don't want that. So I'm just, guys, we got like 70,000 listeners. John can't hear.
What? Huh?
He can't hear whispers for some reason.
I have a disease. I can't hear whispers. Stop it.
He can't hear whispers.
What's happening?
Oh, this is too cool. Don't tell John.
Why are you covering your mouth?
Oh. You can read lips as well.
And also if my wife stopped listening, I think that would be when I would stop doing it. Because she, for some reason, still thinks we're funny. So
weird.
She likes it.
Weird.
I know.
Cool.
I've maintained she has a very specific brain disorder that makes her like me. We still haven't found a cure, but I'll roll with it as long as I can.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much to our guests, the Basement Buddies, both Hooray. Brooks and John. Gentlemen, final words. Bye-bye.
Thanks for being on, you guys. Thanks for fucking indulging in our podcast, and I'm just glad and congratulations on your guys' continued run. To our listeners, after you're done listening to our episodes, listen to Basement Buddies. That's what I'd recommend. It's been real. It's been real fun. Peace. I'm out.
Keith.
Take it easy.
John, any final words for our listening audience?
Take it easy. And if it's easy, take it twice.
Oh.
It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun.
Ah, we just copied you guys.
I gotcha.
We've been copying you guys this whole
for
time.
For years. I actually had your guys, some of your episodes just transcribed, and we've just been reading them. John does a really good Keith.
Yeah,
nice. Weird.
I could see that, to be perfectly honest. Yeah. And with that, goodbye.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. That was really fun.
Yeah. Thanks for being on or having us over at your place.
Yeah. No, it's been good to be on your show. Yeah.
Seegs,
yo.
Be careful being in one of those homes.
Mm-hmm.
I hear COVID spreading wild, like wildfire in those old folks' homes. I'm glad they let you out for just
I see mouth moving. Somebody change me. God damn it. My diaper's full. Fuck. Take me home. I don't want to be. I'm scared.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I hit that red button there, and then an hour goes by, and then I hit it again. So right. I'm in charge.
Yeah, you're in charge. You're the boss.
Thank you.
While you have nothing to talk about, and I drive the whole conversation.
What's that? I took some notes here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you did.